The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey. All
right, guys, we're back. This episode is entitled The Seven. In this episode, we find Elaine and Kramer fighting over an antique kids bike. George is suggesting a name for his future child, and Jerry seemingly is dating a woman who never changes her clothes. What did you think of this episode?
This is a George episode all the way for me, man. I don't really care for the other two. I think Jerry's story, while funny, is the weakest, and the Elaine Kramer thing is amusing, but you know. You gotta like Kramer's shtick a lot,
right?
But no, George's story could have been 22 minutes of George's story, and I'd have been fine with it.
Yes. Look, I think his like George's story is the best by far, and it often is. The thing about George's story is this was the impetus for me having a lifelong rule, which is when I was to have a child, I would never tell people the name until the child was born. That is a hard rule that I have because I don't want to hear people's opinion.
It's not. I mean, is that a Jay special?
Some people do that. Some people don't. I'm just saying that for me. I feel
yeah as you can't yeah you can't because that's a sticky wicket, right? Like yeah. if you give up the name and people are like, ugh, I don't like it, and then you start feeling insecure, right? Whereas right. Once the baby's born, nobody's gonna tell you to your face that
you don't like the name.
X-A12 is a stupid name.
Elon,
right? Like right, like they, you know, it's too late. That's the kid's name now.
Right. I mean, they did kind of give that dude the business about it. They're like, your name is dumb.
well, he's rich.
Yeah, you know, like you could just shit on celebrities. Like, fuck them. Yeah. You're rich enough to take it.
Even though you're kind of shitting on the child because they have, but no.
That kid's going to name, is going to be like Drew. Like, he ain't going to go by X over 12 minus 0, whatever the fuck it is. approaching infinity. So yeah, no, I am adamant about that. My wife did give up the name because like we were gonna have a kid and then it didn't work out. So then like then it was already out there. But like before that, I was like, nope.
Yeah, no.
Keep your mouth shut. Shut it up.
You gotta hold on to that. Yeah, some unscrupulous person might steal the name. You know,
no, I mean? I'd be pissed.
You told me what if you had a boy, you told me what the name of that boy was going to be.
Yeah,
and that was on the short list.
Yeah,
of names for Austin. Yeah,
and if I had told you and you stole it, I'd have been fucking mad.
Right, I'd have been fucking mad. We're trying to have another baby. If we have a boy, I can't use it now.
No, you could use it. I bequeath it to you. We ain't having no more kids. We ain't having no more kids. We good. Don't even worry about it.
Well, we're hoping for a girl. Like she's got baby names all picked out. All right. Like I wanted my son's initials to be MVP. I also wanted his name to be Max Payne because I'm a dork. And
you're a huge Mark Wahlberg fan, as people often know, because he has, as we've discussed on the main show, he has asshole racist charisma.
He's got real big prick energy.
He does.
And her favorite singer is Maxwell. That's why we don't shorten it, right?
Right. It's a great name.
And I wanted his, look, I wanted his initials to be MVP, and I wanted his middle name to be Victor after Victor Von Doom, right?
I love that you didn't say anything to your wife.
I couldn't tell my wife, right? I was just like, well, you know, what about, I don't know, Victor? This is Vernon. My cousin's name is Vernon. Yeah, that's too old, right? It was like, well.
Yeah, I love that you throw it out bait to get knocked down.
I'm throwing out bullshit names. Like, no offense to anybody named Vernon.
Yeah, some guy listening like, what the fuck?
Right. No. Some guy named Vernon ain't listening because Vernon is the name of a 63-year-old black man.
Okay, so that's fair.
He ain't listening. Now I was like, Vincent. She was like, no, maybe. And I was like, what? You know, Victor, right? That's a strong name.
It's
right?
A strong name. That's,
it is, man. It's victory, right? Like victorious. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a strong name. She was like, yeah. Like, yeah.
Is it on the paper? Did they sign it? It's good? Boom, Dr. Doom, son.
She didn't know until my sister said something.
and that was 3 months ago, and he's two.
I mean, it kind of was.
Good for him. Good
she
for
was
him.
Like, I can't believe you named your child after a comic book character. She's like, huh? I was like, yeah, it's Victor Von Doom, it's Dr. Doom. She's like, wow, really? Yeah.
I like her response isn't that she's mad. It was the I'm disappointed in you. So I was like, wow. Like, wow. This is who I married. Congrats. Congrats to me. Wow, I really fucked up.
Yeah. Wow. She forgets that it's named after a comic book character because Victor is a cool name.
It's a cool name. But, it is a cool name.
But, you know, every once in a while, my son will come in here and we do this thing where we, every month, or twice a month, we'll get on the podcast equipment and we'll record a little video for posterity, right? Yeah, just to see how he's growing and aging and how he's vocalizing words and stuff like that, just to see him grow. So I can go back and look to see how.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing.
And on my desktop, I have, you know, pictures of Dr. Doom. He's like, Spider-Man. I was like, that's not Spider-Man. That's Dr. Doom. And he loves saying Dr. Doom because it sounds, you know, it's easy to say. And right. It sounds like Dr. Doom. And my wife hates it.
So, I was like, that's his namesake, baby. That's his legacy. This is who he will be. Like this mask. You see this mask behind me? This will all be yours someday because they're toys and I'm a grown ass man and that's stupid. That's funny though. Yeah, we'll talk about, like, obviously we're going to get in the episode. Yeah, my daughter's name is my wife had a dream about the name and she had never heard it before. Or, you know, like probably consciously, like never really heard it or thought about it. And she had a dream about it. Years before my daughter was born. So that was the name. And like at first I was like, I don't know. And then like, I don't know, like just something clicked. Like, you know, you like just hear it a bunch of times and you're just like, yeah. Like, and now I can't imagine her name being anything else. Like it's just, yeah. And it has like significant meaning and like, in like Indian sort of mythology, I guess, you know, like Hindu mythology. Which weirdly ties to our experience with trying to have a child. So it's like, yeah, okay, you know, I don't know, universe, fucking God, whatever. But like, it just kind of worked out. Like, it's just kind of like that story is bizarrely accurate. So, yeah, so that's where the name comes from. And I won't say it here, but if you know me personally or on Facebook, you see it all the time. So,
yeah.
So there you go. Episode starts off with Elaine and Jerry in a an antique toy store of some sort, and Elaine sees this like this Schwinn Stingray, like this old kid's bike that she wanted when she was a kid, but she never got, and so she's like, I'm gonna buy this. This is so awesome. And meanwhile, Jerry is hitting on this woman who's in there as well, who is She's 90s attractive.
Yeah, she's all right. She's all right. It's not, it's certainly not the upper echelon of women that Jerry has dated, but at the same time, like, I get it.
Yeah. And she's wearing a black and white dress. That is important for later on. Next we see George and Susan at dinner with Susan's cousin. And one, George is eating like a fucking animal. Like, dude, what is, don't get angel hair pasta, you monster. And you know, they're expecting a child, and they're like, yeah, these are the names that we came up with. It was like Kate. And George is like, oh boy, like, not a fan of that name. And he's like, okay, what about Joan? And he's like, she goes, what about, or the guy says, what about Joan? He goes, I'm eating. Okay. And like, relax. And it's like, what about Pamela? He's like, all right, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get, you guys look like nice people. I'll help you out. Here's a beautiful name. Soda. And they're like, what? Soda? That name sucks. Like, that name, he goes, that name sounds so strange. And he goes, yeah, all names sound strange when you first hear them. I'm sure people didn't like the name Blanche when they first heard it.
Which, his delivery of Blanche is amazing. Because right. he's 100% correct.
Right. Like, that name sucks when you think about it. But, like, when you hear it in context, it's fine. But, like, on its own, it's like, Blanche? Like, that's what you do in cooking. Like, right. You right. blanch something, like you blanch a fish. Yeah, so it's just, it was, he does make a good point. But what do you think of the name Soda? I mean, I know that's one of the top tier names for your possible second child. So,
Soda.
I don't know. Soda Pain is pretty good.
Look, I used to joke with my friends who apparently thought I was incredibly serious. That I would name my child Threshold of.
These are not people you're actually close friends with, because no one who knows you, like truly knows you, thinks that makes any sense.
It's like, come on, you know, like, don't be ridiculous, man. Don't
Threshold
be ridiculous.
Of? Good Lord. Yeah,
Threshold of Pain.
Yeah, I get it. Like, yeah, right. It's ridiculous.
So my terrible humor fell on deaf ears, apparently. Oh, see, I've always been unfunny, folks. And
those people apparently are idiots. Good Lord.
Soda. I'm not feeling Soda. I'm feeling the other name. But
the other name is Soda. Not bad, actually. It's
yeah,
not bad.
I actually kind of like it. But I'm not feeling Soda.
Soda is a terrible name.
Yeah, come on, yo.
Unless your last name is Pop Paninsky. Then no.
And even then, that's the censored name, right? Like, that guy's name is Vodka Drunkinsky.
Yeah, like, well, we don't want to be offensive to Russians. Why not?
Yeah, we don't want to be offensive but with the name. We're just going to keep this fucking huge stereotype.
You're right.
But the name is a bridge too far.
Vodka Drunkinsky. Then we see Kramer making a turkey sandwich at Jerry's house. And he's, he like piles on all this turkey and he's like, hey, do you have any mustard? Jerry's like, yeah, it's, right in the refrigerator. It's like, no, not this, like Dijon, Jerry. Like I can't eat this sandwich after he makes this huge sandwich and then he spits it out, and then leaves it. We gotta fight after that.
I hate Kramer, yo. I really don't like that character at all. I really don't. Like, nobody does this. And I get it, right? Like, this is like a hyper reality where, like, wacky shit happens. But right. I just, like, why are you friends with this dude, man?
Yeah, there's no give and take. It's all take.
Right. That, like I have no problem. I'm cordial with people that I'm not fond of, but, like, they can do things, you know what I mean? Like, that I can use them for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is how friendships work. Corporate friendships. In reality, there's no reason to be friends with Kramer. He has right. no money. He's a moocher. He's annoying. He gets you into shit. Like, he doesn't – there's never a time Kramer does anything where people are like, oh, well, that was a huge benefit to me. Thanks. No, it's always a monkey paw situation with him. So Elaine comes over. Well, one, Jerry is like, look, you know, like he's not pleased that Kramer's doing that. And so Kramer's like, oh, like, is that fucking up our relationship? I thought we had a situation where I would take anything from your fridge and you can take anything from my fridge. He's like, yeah, let me know when you have anything in yours. and then I'll do that. Elaine comes in with like this screwed up neck. After hurting herself trying to lift that bike because Jerry just let it fall on her when he was trying to flirt with that woman. So she comes in with this fucked up neck and Kramer cracks her neck and she starts feeling great. Now, of course, in her haste, she says, anybody who could help me, I would give away that bike. I'd give that bike right to that person right now. And Kramer's like, cool, I'm going to hold you to that. Even though she wasn't super serious.
He didn't even say that. He was just like, he just did it, right? He was just like, oh, all right, I'll help you out. Like, not even like acknowledging what she said to a point where she could understand it. She was just like, let me take a look at this. And then first of all, this should tell you everything you need to know about the real life practice of chiropractic if Kramer can do it.
Look. Chiropractors are not real doctors.
They're really not. They really aren't.
No, they're just back crackers, man. Like, don't go to a chiropractor. You know, go to a real doctor. Yeah, no thanks. So then he's like, yeah, I expect that bike. You can drop that off anytime you want. And then we see George and Susan driving home, and he's like, yeah, I think they really dug that soda name. And she's like, what, are you crazy? Like, no, they fucking hated it. Shut up. And he's like, well, I have a good name for our future child. She's like, oh, what is it? It's like Seven Costanza. And Susan is like, no. Ugh. No, I hate it. I hate it. No child of mine is ever going to be named Seven. And then George, like, he fucking flips out. Yeah. I don't think Seven's a bad name. That's not a bad name.
It's not.
People named Seven.
Seven is the middle name of David Beckham's daughter, Harper Seven Beckham, and Brent Seabrook, son Carter Seven Seabrook. I don't know who Carter Seabrook or who Brent Seabrook is.
I don't know.
The middle name was inspired by this episode.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just real big fans of the show. Their jersey numbers were Seven. They're like, hey, I'm going to name my kid's middle name Seven.
Wait, also David Beckham?
I guess so. That's what this says. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Look, Seven's not a bad name.
Seven's not a bad name at all.
No, it's not. It's a unique name. It's interesting. Soda stinks. Like, that's a terrible
soda's
name.
Soda's stupid.
Yeah.
So, you know. Like, it's not even like middle name good. You know what I mean?
No,
like, nobody cares about the middle name. It is. They don't.
That's why Penn of Penn and Teller named his daughter's middle name is Crime Fighter.
Yeah, her name is Moxie Crime Fighter Gillette.
Yeah,
because nobody gives a shit about the middle name.
I don't know. Crime Fighter's pretty dope, though.
I mean, it is. But, like, she ain't putting that on a resume.
Hell no.
Or a corporate resume. She ain't putting that shit on a corporate resume. I mean, right?
She's Penn Jillette's daughter. She ain't gonna work.
She ain't
all that fake
she
magic money.
No office job.
Yeah. She'd be typing? No. Secretary? So Kramer agrees to pay a tab at the end of the week for all of the food he's taken from Jerry's apartment. So, you know, more on that later. Meanwhile, Jerry goes out to dinner with the woman from the antique kid show or kid shop, and she's wearing the same outfit that she wore when he met her. How you feeling about that? You go on a date with a woman, she wearing the same exact outfit. I'm going to notice, by the way.
Yeah, I'm going to notice because that's what we do when we look at women. We look at their bodies and not their faces.
first.
I'm trying to make you spit out your wine.
Yeah, first.
Yeah. I mean, look, let's be honest.
Of course.
When I met my wife, we went on a blind date. To the Melting Pot in Colombia.
Nigga, get out of here. That place is the most overrated bullshit restaurant of all time.
It is.
Yo, it's so expensive. $100. I got to cook my own food.
It's $100 fondue joint.
Yeah, like, come on.
It has sentimental value because it was the first time we've seen each other. But
yeah.
But no. Nah,
yeah, my wife and I went there once. I was like, this is what all the fucking hubbub was about? No, we're never coming back. I was so pissed.
Right. I could make my own damn food at home.
I get a fondue kit. We get one on Amazon for like $40, you know. Like, knock it off. This is stupid. And a block of Gruyere cheese. Boo. This is lame. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But she had a blue sundress on. And I remember it because it was the first thing I looked at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a dude.
Yeah. Look, I can tell you exactly what my wife was wearing. She was wearing a very, very form-fitting white and brown dress, and she had on blue snakeskin high heels. I will never fucking forget it a day in my life. And she looked amazing. Yep. I know that dress. I know those shoes. The shoes are probably right upstairs. Yeah. No. Oh, I know. And then, like, also her face was quite beautiful. So, this is the way it goes.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah, we're men. No, but I think I'd have a Jerry moment here. I would have to have a conversation with my other psycho friend, you, and be like, yo, what the fuck? Yo, she's wearing the same dress on the first date as the time I met her. And I immediately go to Jerry's point. Like, is this a Ronald McDonald like Superman situation? Like, she's got all the same outfit, like a closet full of these things. Or she just like a dirt ball and she's got like one outfit.
Didn't Mr. Zolan, our high school physics teacher, wear the same thing every day? Uniform.
Yeah, I believe he did. Like similar colored slacks and a white shirt every day.
A white shirt and I think a black tie.
Probably.
Now, maybe he buys a bunch of like, all right, I could see like him buying a bunch of white shirts and a bunch of slacks the same color, right? Like, I can see that. What I can't see is a woman buying a very unique looking dress, multiple copies of it, right?
Yeah, like, that seems weird.
It just is not. It's a very interesting scenario.
Yeah, men don't have to dress for style. Like, they don't. Like, especially right. At work. Like, they really don't. Like, unfortunately, that's a sexist thing. Like, women kind of do.
Right. But at the same time, women get way more options than men.
Hell yeah. We get pants and a shirt.
So why wear the same thing over and over again? Why exactly. Wear copies of the same thing over and over again? Like, you can literally wear anything, and it is socially acceptable in society.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, a couple episodes ago, Susan Mishke wore a bra as a top. Right. And it looked magnificent. So, yeah. No, there's no reason. There's no reason to wear the same dress. I like that Jerry was like, it was a low scoop-necked dress. She looked like a superhero. So Elaine wakes up. Her neck is even worse now. And she's yelling at Kramer on the street because he's out there riding around on her little girl's bike, which is just really quite ridiculous.
All this over a child's bike. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, is Elaine like planning on riding that bike around? like, come on, man. Are you just going to put it up on your wall? Like, if I was dating a woman and I walked in and she had a child's bike mounted on the wall, I'd be like, that's weird. Like, that's very weird.
Well, I certainly have no room to talk.
I mean, I barely have room to talk. I barely, barely. But yeah, no. But a bike? Like a kid's bike?
Yeah, a child's bike seems kind of odd.
Right, like, did you win a championship with it? like then I could understand, like, I won the Schwinn Stingray 500 or something. Like, okay, like, that was a big point in your life. Right. Then fine.
Is this some incredibly unique trophy?
Right. So otherwise, that's a little weird. I did enjoy the part where Kramer comes into the apartment. He's riding around on the bike. And she's like, oh, are you enjoying the bike? He's like, yeah, it's great. She's like, that's the last time I'm going to do it. She slams the door, and so he crashes into it. That was pretty good. And so because her neck is screwed up, she wants the bike back. And they're debating on whether or not Kramer should have to give the bike back. And Jerry's like, look, I cannot be impartial. That would not be fair. So we need to find somebody who has a black heart, who only believes in facts and does not believe in any sort of human anything. And so, of course, they go to Newman. And it basically breaks down to Newman doing like what is it?
The Judgment of Solomon.
The Judgment of Solomon, right? Like split the baby in half, split the bike in half. And Elaine is like, what the fuck are you talking about? Which is, in my opinion, the correct response. And Kramer's like, no, I would rather lose the bike than have it destroyed. And so Newman's like, fine. That proves that, Kramer, you are the rifle owner, because that's what the rifle owner would do. And so he gives the bike to Kramer. I don't think that's fair, but that's just me. Susan relays that her cousin heard about the name Seven when she told them about the argument, and they love the name Seven. And the husband's a big Mickey Mantle fan, and so he's like, that's the name I'm going with. And so George goes over there to try to convince them to go with Soda. And, of course, they're like, no. Like, yeah, you got to come. If you're going to say not Seven, you got to come with something better than Soda.
Right. Yeah, and it's got to – it can't just be another number either. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, oh, 6, 13.
He's like, oh, wait, no.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You know, people think 13 is an unlucky number.
Yeah, Tristan's echophobia, right?
13 is a good name, man. 13 is a good name. 7 is a good number name. Because it sounds cool, right? 17 is a good number name, right? Like – I don't know too many other number names that I think could work.
11, like Stranger Things.
11,
yeah, like Stranger Things.
Maybe.
See, Micah hates bald children.
I do.
He hates bald little girls.
Because that would imply that I hate children who are bald because of certain reasons.
Yeah, don't do that. That's not a good idea.
Not a good idea at all.
Yeah, nobody needs that. No one needs that clipped out, thrown in your face 20 years from now. Like, what the fuck? What was even the context? Too late. You're fired from your job. Like, wow. All right. So George, in his infinite wisdom, as he's yelling at Susan's cousin about to change the name, she goes into labor, and so he rides with them, and he's literally like trying to convince them as they're driving to the hospital. And the husband's like, George, she's in labor. And he's like, so am I. Like, this is like the worst situation for me. Now, if somebody had named their son, someone close to you had named their son Maxwell, would you have gone with a different name, or would you have still gone with Maxwell?
I don't know. I probably would still go with Maxwell, but the thing is, like, or I could be like a douche and name him like Maximilian.
I suggested that as a douchey alternative to your son's name, but the only problem is I couldn't possibly be serious because I worked with a Maximilian and he was one of the worst fucking people I've ever met. He's awful.
There's a YouTuber that I like named Maximilian, but he doesn't go by Maximilian. He goes by Max because Maximilian is a bit much.
It is a bit much. I feel like if you don't have $1 billion in the bank, you can't go by Maximilian. Like, you can't. You
know? Right. If you're not throwing Michelle Pfeiffer out of a window, you can't be named Maximilian.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work. You can't be poor or middle class. My name, I prefer Maximilian. Like, get the fuck out of here. Right. You have a Honda, Maximilian. Shut up.
Right. Like, I, you know, so we would probably still go with Maxwell. But my thing is the whole name, right? Like, that's what I wanted for my son. I wanted my son's whole name to be what it is, right? And if someone were to be like, I'm going to name him Maxwell Victor Porter or whatever, right? Like, with the initials MVP and the middle name being Victor and the first name being Maxwell, then I'd have
a problem with it.
Yeah, I'd have to pull a George at this point. I'm like, nah,
you got to go with soda, yo.
you gotta do something else, man.
That's funny.
You gotta go with decaf or whatever.
That's funny.
Yeah, my daughter's middle name is Zaria, and it's a name that I've loved for years. It was a name like that was the name I wanted. And it's hilarious because someone I know who I'm friends with, she had a daughter years before, and fucking out of the blue, we never talked about it. I haven't even talked to her since she's been married, which I think has been like 10 years or something like that. She had this little girl and her first name is Zaria. And I was like, what the fuck? It's like, no. Spelled exactly the way that I was going to spell it and everything. But then, like, yeah. I don't know, it was like 10 years ago or 8 years ago. I'm like, I'm going to name my daughter fucking middle name Zaria. Fuck that. I'm not going to not.
As long as nobody cares about the middle name.
Right, exactly. So, and then it's nice because my wife always says, like, oh, we love you A to Z, because her first name starts with an A and her middle name starts with a Z, right? So she loves
Yeah. Much like the smiley face in the Amazon logo.
Oh God.
it's an arrow that points from A to Z because they sell everything from A to Z.
Oh, I did that. Fuck off, Jeff Bezos. You rich asshole. So then we come to find out at the Jerry is at dinner with this woman. She spills wine on her dress, which I think it would have been funnier if Jerry purposely had spilled wine on her dress. Like that would have been the move, because he's such a piece of shit. But she spills wine on her own dress, and so she's like, "Oh, can we swing by my apartment? I can't go to the movies or dinner or whatever, or I can't go out with this wine on my dress. Can we swing by my apartment so I can change?" And he's like, "Yes, yes, we can." And she goes to change, and he's like, cool, I'm going to see if she's going to wear the same dress. Like, it's the perfect opportunity. And this dummy gets caught searching through her apartment, trying to find a copy of this dress. Like, surely she's got a closet just like full of it. Like, dude, just wait. Just wait 10 seconds. And so she catches him, and she's like, I think you should leave. And he's like, well, he's like trying to come up with all these excuses for her to put on clothes. He's like, well, you should walk me to the curb. Like, you know, if you're going to kick me out, put some clothes on, walk me to the curb, or, you know, like all this stuff. He's like, how about I just stay here tonight on the couch? And then, like, I'll put on clothes, you put on new clothes, and then we'll see. She's like, no, I think it's time for you to go. And then she calls him the next day, and she's like, hey, I just want to, like, call it off. And he's like, no, you can't break up with me over the phone. Come with a group of friends. I don't care. Just come. I want to see you. Like, it's rude. Break up with me face to face. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I would have just held out, man. I just would have held out. But I would have to know. I would have to know.
Yeah, I would have to know. So what do you think? I think it's just one dress. I think it's just one dress.
No, I think it's a Ronald McDonald situation. I think she's got 50 of these things. Yeah. I think it's a Batman situation.
That would be incredibly odd, right? Like,
I think, well, one dress is incredibly odd too, Micah. Like,
one dress makes a lot more sense than buying multiple copies of the same thing.
Well, I think the problem is, and allow me to retort, I think the problem is you're thinking of this as yourself. I'm thinking of this from the perspective of an insane person. I'm just saying. Why was she in a kid's antique store alone? That's weird. She's a fucking lunatic. She wears her coats up to her neck, right? That's why you don't know. No, get out of here. No, Jerry found a picture from 1992 where she was wearing the dress. No, she's got a million of these things. Yeah, that's how it goes. They're probably from the J. Peterman catalog. All right. So that all happens, and then we see Elena is walking down the street, and she sees Kramer, or she sees Newman riding on that bike. And she's like, hey, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing with that bike? And he's like, yeah, Kramer sold it to me because he needed money to pay Jerry back for all the stuff he ate. He sold it to me for $50. I had to, you know, do all these modifications to it.
Tires, get the shocks on it. No, he had to because he's so fat.
Yes, yeah, that's the joke.
Because Newman's fat.
He was like, but otherwise, this is a sweet ride. And as he's riding off, Elaine starts attacking him. So,
it's very odd.
Yes. All right. So that's the end of that episode.
George,
pretty good.
George saved this episode, man. It's
It's,
I mean, it was a fine episode, but this was a George episode, man.
100%. 100%. All right. So that's it for the 7, and we will see you guys next time.
I'll see you. Bye.